devil's advocates. Because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and they'd be right. Last segment of the day, call us right now if you got something to say, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, mostly because Jeff's been a patient man, we're going to take Jeff. But then I think we got to talk some Gableman.
Oh, for sure.
Jeff from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, gentlemen. A couple of questions. If you ever get a chance to ask Becky Clayfish some questions, could you ask her if she's ever streaked the quad, or if anybody's ever accused her of having a love child in college?
As in Scott P. Walker or Scott K. Walker? I forget which one he is.
I can't keep those guys straight either. And then the other thing is, I just want to know, really, who would Jesus kill?
Who would Jesus kill?
Yeah, Lauren Bobert said that Jesus wouldn't have been crucified if he had an AR-15.
Jesus would not have been crucified if he had an AR-15. Well, if we believe the Bible, he was the Son of God, so you'd think he was a little more powerful than that high-velocity output weapon, but, you know.
Well, he could stop the bullets, but he couldn't stop the nails.
I can tell you this, he definitely wouldn't have carried the cross that far.
Was he really struggling carrying the cross?
I think Simon helped him, didn't he? Someone helped Jesus with the cross.
Simon and Garfunkel?
You know, if he had an AR-15, though, he could have had a lot of help with the cross. Hey, you, everybody on this side, you're carrying that big honking thing. Jeff, any other thoughts or questions?
Besides Lauren Bobert suggesting that Jesus Christ would have been alive today if he had an AR-15? I mean, because if he never died as the Son of God, wouldn't he live forever?
Don't you think she's just trying to turn the page from her apparent photos on the sugar daddy
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, man. I did have to press the button and click through, and from what I've briefly seen, it looks like there are some pictures from a formal modeling effort career slash, and you know, people are just messing around, but I don't know. At this point, I am not confident to report that Lauren Bobert was on the, you know, sugar daddy page.
I am fairly confident to report that Matt Gaetz was Let's talk about Gableman for just a minute. I bet he's trying to be somebody's sugar daddy. He's just, he hasn't accumulated enough of the state's resources yet. Maybe why they're so vastly over budget on this big investigation.
Oh, what a joke. You want to start this one out, Crudy?
No, it's going to have you.
All right, man. Well, Molly Beck reporting. Actually, let me jump in here. Former Supreme Court Justice Gableman should face discipline. Corrupted over misogynistic comments, a judge orders. Gableman should face discipline from state officials who oversee the conduct of attorneys after he berated a Dane County judge and female attorney in a Friday hearing while refusing to answer questions about his handling of public court requests. We have some sound of that, Brian?
We do. We've got hot mic Gableman, big light Gableman, talking trash.
Now,
are you ready to
I'm ready to play it. I just want to let you know it's hot mic, so it's kind of, you know, muffled a little bit, but I do want to pay attention to the last 30 seconds because he comes to a realization and you can see the wheels turning. It's amazing.
All right, here we go.
Well, no, I don't know. This is his time to shine. You know,
talking about the judge.
What passes for success for him. He's just finally somebody's. You know what? I enjoyed it when the lawyers interrupted me because I don't need people to tell me how right I am. I need them to tell me that I'm wrong. Let me figure out how to get around it. But that answer is advocacy comes in. He's not interested in right or wrong.
Now he's trashing the attorney, his opponent's
you
attorney.
Work as a, you, that's what you were saying, right, Ms. Westerberg? Oh, yes. Why don't you come right up to the bench, Ms. Westerberg?
Now he's accusing Remington of effectively showing favoritism and propping up the other counsel.
Why don't you come back into my chambers and you can dictate what I'm doing?
What's the insinuation there?
I had a courtroom. I never acted like that.
Oh, I'm sure you contemptuous bastard, you did.
I hope I never made a litigant feel like he. I hope.
What about Mark Spreitzer?
I hope I never did. I don't believe I did. I tried to be fair.
Is he trying to convince himself?
Not like this.
Yeah. I try to be fair at a time like this. Gableman's conduct, says the judge, Remington, his conduct was an affront to the judicial process and an insult to attorney Westerberg by their very suggestion that she is not capable of litigating without the help of a judge. The sophomoric innuendo about attorney Westerberg coming back to chambers is a sad reminder that in 2022, women lawyers still have to do more to be excellent at their job. As terrible and misogynistic, as asinine as that is, but wait, there's more. Now, this is from Madison.com, Mitchell Schmidt reporting. In a scathing review rebuke of Gableman's behavior in court last week, a Dane County judge has ordered the former state Supreme Court justice conducting a Republican review of the 2020 election be fined $2,000 a day until he complies with ongoing public records requests.
Are we the taxpayers going to have to pay the fine?
Well, I don't think
for
this is
the
personally.
Contemptuous.
I assume this is going to be to the office. That's
why
a
would
great
you make
question.
That assumption? I'm less.
I certainly hope it would be Gableman personally, but that's very rarely.
Well, the
case.
Ethics referral, that'll be Gableman personally, right?
Frank Remington, the judge, also directed Gableman's sneering conduct in Remington's courtroom to the office that regulates attorneys and judges in Wisconsin to take possible action against his license to practice law.
Barred.
The circus Gableman created in the courtroom destroyed any sense of decorum and irreparably damaged the public's perception of the judicial process. Remington wrote of Gableman's refusal to answer questions under oath on Friday about whether the Office of Special Counsel he heads violated a court order to stop deleting requested documents.
You can't handle the truth. Right?
So continued misogynistic behavior, right? Defiance of the very court justice system that he was once ahead of as he was sitting Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, and now ordered to pay $2,000 a day until he does what the court tells him to do. Talk about a loser. Robin Voss, you need to put an end to this thing yesterday.
I bet he streaked the quad in college. You know, youthful indiscretions.
Boss.
Thank you
Gableman?
All for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, going live, J6 hearing, high noon, Central Time.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy.
Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass.
And they weren't there for him. They were there.